the parking lot of the university's Unitarian Church, speakers blasted pump-up music, and stacks of pizza boxes and liters of soda began to perspire in the noonday heat while students undressed. Hadley Greswold is a freshman at USC.
We'll actually welcome people to get naked if they want to.
But no one did. The crowd of about 30 students kept on their sports bras, shorts, and boxers, leaving plenty of exposed flesh to paint slogans like "Expose the Truth" in red.
The message we're trying to send is that we'd rather not wear Trojan apparel than wear Trojan apparel that's made in sweatshops.
The group sponsoring all the action is the Student Coalition Against Labor Exploitation. They were sparked into action after ESPN filed an investigative report revealing terrible working conditions in Cambodian factories. ESPN alleges that Silver Star Merchandising, the apparel company used by USC, uses factories with substandard working conditions. Max Hoyland, another student protester, says the group is pressing USC President Nikias to adopt a solution, an independent monitoring system that will enforce workers' rights.
There's a factory monitor called the Workers' Rights Consortium. This is a not-for-profit, the only one in the world that monitors factories.
USC's Director for Trademark Licensing and Social Responsibility, Matt Curran, says that USC has a strict code of ethics, and Hoyland agrees.
USC has actually a very good code of conduct.
Curran says USC turns down a lot of vendors. Out of 100 applicants, only about 15% will make the grade. But the protesters say the mechanisms USC is using to review labor practices are ineffective, and without an independent review organization like the Workers' Rights Consortium, abuses will continue. Curran says the university hasn't ruled that option out, but they need more information about the consortium. Protester Hadley Greswold says organizers want the university to work with them.
And when they see that students really care, I think that they will sign on. I think that's the most important thing.
If not, they'll keep at it, she says. After bodies had been painted and pizza consumed, the group grabbed their signs and banners and left the parking lot en masse, headed straight for USC President Nikias' office. Emily Frost, Annenberg Radio News.